Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the Autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, support services, and radio broadcasting. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Hello, and welcome back to Autism and Scouting Radio. My name is John Kreitcher. I'm the Vice President of Operations for Autism Empowerment and Program Director for the Autism and Scouting Program. Today's air date is Tuesday, April 30th, 2013. If you're listening live, welcome to our show. We hope you enjoy it as always and look forward to your feedback. If you were tuned in on Thursday, April 26th, we did have some technical difficulties with that show, and thus we are rebroadcasting with this particular show. So welcome back to those people who are returning. Autism and Scouting Radio is part of the Autism and Scouting Program. This is a core program that's brought to you by Autism Empowerment, a public charity dedicated to making life better and more meaningful for individuals and families of all ages and abilities within the autism and Asperger's communities locally, nationally, and worldwide. We serve all ages and abilities and promote the four foundational pillars of accept, enrich, inspire, and empower. To get more information about Autism Empowerment and the Autism Empowerment Scouting Program after the broadcast, please visit us at blah, 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 blah. Sorry about that. My voice is haven't been on air for a while, so I'm getting those kinks out of my system today. But you can visit us at www.autismempowerment.org. You can join us live on Facebook and Twitter as well. If you're interested in upcoming broadcasts or listening to any previous broadcasts and archive, you can find them for free on demand or through Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. It's been a while since we've had a live show, so I do apologize for any of the immediate snafus, but as we go along, you'll see it'll be well worth your listen. Last time we had a live show was late February when we had twin brothers Quentin and Augustus on the air, so I'd like to say thank you to them publicly for being on the show. If you wanted more information, again, about that particular show or any of our past shows, you can go and listen via podcast. We here at Autism Empowerment really have been working to make lives better for those with autism and Asperger's, both locally, regionally, and worldwide. In February and March, we spent a great deal of time putting together our second annual Easter Egg Hunt for Acceptance of All Abilities, which served Southwest Washington in the Portland metro area. The first year we had served about 450 hunters, and we just had a basic hunt. This year in 2013, we expanded it quite a bit to invite other agencies to display tables around the outside of the venue that we had. We rented McKenzie Stadium, which is a football field. Again, this year, we were expecting about 500 to 600 hunters. We were able to serve over 1,000 hunters this year. It really was a wide range of abilities and ages because it was a cross-disability Easter egg hunt. I think the range of ages were from 0 to, I think, like 45 or even 50 years old. So it was really an amazing event, and that's why we kind of took the focus off the radio for a little bit, and then also with Autism Awareness Month being April, we had a lot of events going on, and we're trying to get back on track now, and thanks for bearing with us. As I mentioned, April is still April, Autism Acceptance Month. Autism Empowerment has been very busy, as I said, and throughout the month, we had, I believe, seven to eight different events, and culminated last Saturday at the Southwest Washington Special Education Resource Fair and Conference at Prairie High School. We actually have a couple pictures that we posted from the event. That was pretty cool. Of course, during that time, we're still working hard on getting things relating to the Autism and Scouting program going, which just maybe not as visible as it had been seen. But it's important to make sure that you know that in this show, we're going to highlight all of the different things that we've done, where we're going to be going, and all of the amazing things, all of the work that we have been doing. If you have any questions or have any comments or would love to call in and ask a question, you can do so by calling 347-855-8132. Again, that number is 347-855-8132. And that's only during the live show. You can't call in, obviously, during a podcast. Today, we're going to be joined by Karen Krejci. She's the Executive Director of Autism Empowerment. And we'll be talking about the Autism and Scouting Program, our vision for the future, and the progress that we've been making with our leadership training kits and the upcoming conference that we're going to be having in November. Welcome, Karen.
Hello. Thank you so much, John, and hello to everybody out there at Autism and Scouting Radio. I wanted to let you guys know also that later today, on Tuesday, April 30th, Autism Empowerment is doing their own recap show of the whole entire organization and what we've done through April's Autism Acceptance Month. You can tune in. That's going to be a half-hour show, and you can go to autismempowerment.com and click on the Autism Empowerment Radio tab, and you'll be able to tune into that as well.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you joining us today. First of all, I'm going to ask Karen a question. I mentioned in my introduction our four foundational pillars of accept, enrich, inspire, empower. Karen, can you tell our listeners a little bit both about those four foundational pillars, what they stand for, and how it relates to the Autism and Scouting program?
Absolutely, because I think that these pillars that our organization has, they're based on foundational pillars of positivity, and they represent what we're about. And a lot of times people go, well, are those just buzzwords? Do they mean something? And we'd like to let you know that they do mean something and how they pertain to autism empowerment and specifically to the Autism and Scouting program. So the first foundational pillar, and if you've been out to any of our events or you've seen on our website, the pillars also correspond to a color as well. Excuse me. Hang on just a moment. Let me get a sip of water.
Not a problem. I know how that feels when you talk for a while. The mouth just dries out quite a bit.
Yes, yes. Well, the first foundational pillar that we incorporate into every program is accept, and that has to do with acceptance. In fact, we just did a training this last weekend talking about how to build acceptance and empowerment within the autism and Asperger communities. So for our main organization with accept, we talk about promoting the unconditional acceptance of individuals on the autism spectrum. It includes self-acceptance and social acceptance by accepting each spectrum traveler for who they are and where they're at in the present moment. The goal is to promote autism acceptance and autism awareness in a positive and respectful way. So how does that tie in with the scouting? Well, of course, we encourage and promote the acceptance of all within the Autism and Scouting program, including the scouts, the parents, the leaders, and people that are within the scouting community and related to the autism community. So when we're thinking about that in terms of scouting, what we're doing is encouraging a scouting environment that has inclusion in mind, that's designed to allow all scouts accessibility to a positive and meaningful scouting experience. So acceptance for all. The
excellent.
Next pillar, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I said excellent.
Okay. The next pillar that I'm going to talk about is enrich, and that color is represented by red. We understand that autism presents challenges. Acceptance is one thing. That doesn't mean you need to remain stagnant. So we provide educational resources, programs, and tools to improve enhanced life skills for those on the autism spectrum as well as their families and their caregivers, therapists, and teachers. Our goal is to aspire to make life more meaningful and rewarding by providing educational resources that people can plug into. Now, related to the scouting experience, scouting has a lot of educational components to it. It introduces, enhances, and reinforces life skills, social skills, character building, and leadership skills, things that scouts are going to take with them for the rest of their lives. So our Enrich program, as it relates to scouting, provides training for scouts on the autism spectrum and leaders who are working with scouts on the autism spectrum as well. Which leads us to our next pillar, which is Inspire, and that color is orange. We dedicate ourselves to being a positive and uplifting organization that encourages, promotes, and celebrates success in all individuals. We believe that each person has the opportunity to make a positive difference in this world, and we help individuals on the spectrum let their light shine. So how that ties to our Autism and Scouting program is that we believe that scouts have a chance to give to others by showing what they can do. And in turn, they inspire other scouts and leaders to become better themselves. We regularly share stories of scouting inspiration. We're really proud of all of the accomplishments that our scouts on the spectrum make, and all scouts in general. But we like to highlight through our different programs some of the accomplishments and successes because we find that those scouts tend to inspire other scouts, and so that's how that correlates with our program. And that leads to the last foundational pillar, which is Empower. And that ties in with our organization name, Autism Empowerment. We believe that when you have a combination of acceptance, enrichment, and inspiration, that empowerment is possible. And so we strive to empower individuals on the autism spectrum to achieve their highest quality of life academically, emotionally, financially, socially, physically, and spiritually. How that relates to our scouting program is that scouting empowers scouts to use the skills and friendships they develop to be prepared for wherever life takes them. Autism and scouting helps empower scouts on the autism spectrum to feel accepted, to feel enriched, inspired, and empowered to live their lives to the highest potential. So that's a summary, John, of how what our main pillars are, our four foundational pillars of positivity, and how we incorporate those within the Autism and Scouting program.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's good to understand where, because there's a lot of new people that are probably plugging in to the show, because we've had a lot of new people coming into the Autism and Scouting program. So it's good for people to now understand where we're kind of headed and kind of where our basis is.
Right. You know, John, and I think that you made a good point there. A lot of people may be new to our organization, and they've heard of different autism organizations, but what helps us stand out? What makes us different? And one of those things also is that everybody on our board is either on the autism spectrum or very closely related to someone who is. So we're all proactive autism allies, and we strongly believe in providing programs and services that people can plug into, use, and enhance their life. So I wanted to ask you a question, if you have a moment.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so there's something, you know, we talk a little bit about letting people know what it is that we're doing and where we're going. And part of that's branding, and we talked a little bit about our four colors, green, red, orange, and purple. And there's something that many people out there have been seeing on our Facebook page, perhaps even our website over the past month or so, and that is our new Autism and Scouting patches, a design which you had a lot to do with, John. So why don't you tell our listeners about that?
I appreciate that. Yeah, our new patch just came out, actually our first patch, because we do have actually some other kind of cool stuff in the works, which is still top secret. But our first patch came out. It has our four foundational pillars on it, accept, enrich, inspire, and empower. It has Autism Empowerment. It has Autism and Scouting on it. It has a fleur-de-lis, which is the kind of the traditional scouting symbol for scouts. It has, within the fleur-de-lis, it has our four foundational colors of green on top, red in the middle, orange in the under that, and then purple on the bottom, because the empowerment holds everything up. And it starts with acceptance, obviously, and it's also you can kind of see in the visual picture of the patch, kind of like the four foundational pillars kind of all fit together as a puzzle, if you would. So it's kind of taking that concept of a puzzle piece, which a lot of people in the autism community kind of recognize that as the symbol for autism. But that actually is now available for sale on our website at www.autismempowerment.org. You can go there and type in the search box patches or patch, and you should be able, it'll take you right to where you need to go. At this point, we brought in 500. We don't really see bringing any more in because we wanted this first one to be kind of special. It was kind of a collector piece, if you would. And so that right now we have over half of those already pre-sold or allocated. So they are going very fast, and that's only been literally 3 weeks.
Well, yeah, that's pretty, I mean, that's amazing. And also those patches, just so that people out there know, those patches are also going to be included in the Autism and Scouting Leadership Training Kits, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. And
right.
the decision on whether or not we're going to bring in more patches, we do want to keep it somewhat limited. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of people out there in the scouting community, and we want to be able to promote as much acceptance out there as possible. So we haven't finalized that decision. If you guys let us know your feelings out there, because this really is our community, let us know, and we want to make sure that you're served.
Absolutely. And I did promise on the website or on the Facebook page some special announcements, and I'd love, we actually have our first special new announcement coming up right now, and actually it relates back to the patch. Karen, do you want to take that?
Well, sure. I'll be happy to, John. I thought you were going to, but that's okay. What we're doing here is these autism and scouting patches are really awesome. We've gotten some really good feedback from the people who've seen them. You can iron them on, or you can put them on your over a button. And what we would like to do is see photos of individuals within the autism and scouting community, whether you are on the spectrum or not, or you're a leader. We want to see pictures of you, your son and daughters, wearing the autism and scouting patch. So what our vision is that you can send in your photos to us, and those who do so, we're going to actually have a little bit of a contest, a drawing, more of a drawing, it's a sweepstakes, and the people who send in their pictures will have an opportunity to win an Autism Empowerment, Autism and Scouting package, which will include an autographed copy of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Raising Kids on the Spectrum, and also 5 Autism and Scouting patches. And we may have a couple other little things in there as well. We're just kind of finalizing the details now. But we anticipate this contest to be open from April 30th to July 4th. And we are going to be accepting, send in as many pictures as you'd like. We're going to accept 2 entries per person. It's open to anybody worldwide. The only requirement is that we need to be able to see a picture of you wearing the autism and scouting patch, and to give permission for us to be able to go ahead and post that so that others can see your pride in wearing the patch as well. And you can go ahead and submit those. John, how would they submit those?
They would submit those via email to john@autismempowerment.org. Or if you want to, you can either also post them directly on the Autism and Scouting Facebook page or the Facebook group. So, and just put your information. If you post it via Facebook I mean, we will have your username, or we'll know who did that. But if you send an email, just make sure you give your name, your location, so we can kind of make that to tell people where you're at as well.
John, we'll actually put something on our website too, just with additional details, just to clarify in case anybody has any questions in advance. We know that not everybody that listens out there is on Facebook. So we will also put the information on our website at autismempowerment.org as well.
Absolutely. And so next, we want to give some update about our social media and our online outreach. And actually, it was my goop because I was supposed to take that last part, and I kind of threw it over to Karen. So, but this is actually Karen's part, and this was a question I wanted to ask her because she's very involved, especially on the radio side, the Autism Empowerment Radio side. I wanted to get her feedback, and especially as executive director, the overall scope of that direction.
Okay, so in terms of our social media outreach and our online outreach, we do a variety of different things at Autism Empowerment, and some of them cross over and are pertaining to autism and scouting as well. Some of them are probably more program general. So one of those things that we do is our Autism Empowerment radio station, which is a sister station to the station that you're listening to now, which is our Autism and Scouting radio station. And our Autism Empowerment radio station focuses on a variety of different programs that will enrich people, inspire people, promote acceptance, promote that empowerment piece. We actually bring individuals and experts from around the country, actually even internationally online. We talk about a variety of different topics that we feel would be of interest to the autism and Asperger's communities. We have had doctors on our show. We have had very well-known authors. We regularly interview people that are on the autism spectrum and talk about their experiences. We believe strongly that people can learn about autism by people who have autism. So we talk about those types of things as well. We have actually done, we started our Autism and Empowerment Radio program in June of 2012 and have done about 62 shows. We've had over 40,000 listens. And our Autism and Scouting radio program started in July of last year, and we are at about 30,000 listens, I believe, just in that show, which is really great considering scouting is more of a niche specialty area. So we do have those shows, and the neat thing is we want people to be able to plug into the education that we provide, not just live, you know, as you might hear on a regular radio show, but be able to get it on demand. So if you want to hear about different topics that we've talked about, be able to download shows to your mobile device that you can share with others, we do have that capability through iTunes with our radio shows. And if you go to iTunes and you type in Autism Empowerment, you'll be able to find the feeds for both of our stations and be able to download the programs there that you might have interest in. And we are expanding our radio programs, both sides. We would like to have much more information about the guests that appear on our show, the content, so we make it easier for you to understand which shows might be of greatest interest to you. Now, in addition to that, we do a lot of other online outreach as well. We do blogs through the Autism and Scouting program. We do blogs on the Autism Empowerment website. Personally, I blog. We get guest bloggers who come in and talk about certain topics. So we believe it's important to have the written word there, to have content that you can plug into that way as well. For those who prefer visual, we do have a presence on Pinterest. I'm sorry, did you say something, hon?
Oh, no, I did not.
Okay, excuse me. So we have a presence on Pinterest, and one thing that we are doing and we're ramping up right now to prepare to launch that is our YouTube channel. We think this is really important. It'll offer a combination of video and verbal presentation. We want to be able to appeal to a wide variety of listeners and learning types. So we're also going to do online webinars as well. That will also be part of our online outreach. As far as social media outreach, we do Facebook. We do we do Pinterest. That's also social media outreach. We do Google Plus a little bit. But basically, the main social media that I think of that's very strong and is actually where the Autism and Scouting program really started to take off is Facebook. So, John, I'm going to bring it over to you right now, and I'm going to have you talk about the Autism and Scouting on Facebook portion of the program.
Absolutely. Oops.
We're getting phone calls. Are people calling in, or is that
there are people called. Someone just called in, but they hung up. So they probably had a question, and they answered it for them. Facebook. Absolutely. Facebook is kind of where everything started. And
so it sounds like with Facebook and,
I'm sorry, I have it. So Facebook, that's where everything kind of originated, and a lot of everything through our program gets driven, both that and obviously through our website at www.autismempowerment.org. But our Facebook page, we're growing each and every month. Since January, we've been adding about 100 to 120 likes per person, and we feel that these are really strong likes, because obviously the Autism and Scouting program is a very niche program, and so they have, most of these people that are coming in actually have some type of direct relationship, typically either to scouting or to autism or to leadership, be it a parent, a scout leader. There's someone involved directly in that. So we feel that these are really quality people, and we feel it's a community effort. As Karen mentioned earlier, it's not about us. It's about the big us, meaning everyone that's involved. It's about the people that the scouters in not only Vancouver, but in California, in North Carolina, in the UK, in Australia, in Russia, wherever they may be. It's a collective us, and that's what's, I think, the strongest part of this our group is when someone needs something or puts a question out there, people will respond, and people will come back with questions and looking for that community. And that can be both found at our Facebook page, which is our main page, but we also still do have the original group that we founded the whole program kind of on. And that's still, we still add people to that pretty consistently as well. So that's going really well. What I'm really excited about is our international expansion, because we're really expanding far and deep into both the UK and Australia, primarily, but Canada is really starting to come online, and a lot of other countries, Germany, even places like Algeria. I'm just trying to think of some. Mexico is starting to come. We're getting a lot of more interest in around the world, and that's kind of a cool part. And how you may ask, how do you get plugged into that? What you can do is go to our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/autismandscouting, and you should find us there. But not only like us there, please check out the Autism and Empowerment Facebook page as well, because there's a wealth of knowledge there just on autism itself. And I really strongly encourage you to go to www.facebook.com/autismempowerment. Like us there, because you're going to get a lot of great quality information there. Karen does a fantastic job of mediating that side of things, and putting together a quality program that really, again, energizes the autism and Asperger's communities. So that's kind of, hopefully you found my passion in that, because it really, really, I'm passionate about that kind of stuff. So.
Of course you are, of course. And, that does shine through, and I think that that's super important. One of the neat things that, that really touches me about the Autism and Scouting community is just that the people send in their stories, they send in their photos. It's really inspirational, and people are really there. It's a good community of people that are there for each other. Like you said, if people have questions or concerns or they're struggling with something, they post and they get a lot of different types of suggestions. And it's neat to have that multicultural aspect, because we're learning a lot. Autism obviously can show up in any culture. It can show up in any economic, level. And so we are thrilled to be able to reach out around the world and also to hopefully bring those people to understand that our Autism Empowerment Facebook page, even though we do post a lot of different things that are going on within our region, we also welcome posts from other people from around the world to talk about what they're doing in their areas. And like John said, and like we alluded to before, Autism Empowerment is about the big us, you, me, everyone that has a relationship to this community. We are all ambassadors for acceptance for autism, not just within our own families, not just within our own little circles, but in the big circles, in the big villages, in the big community as well. So it sounds like things are really moving along well with our autism and scouting social media and online outreach. John is doing a really great job. I'm very impressed with the way he has headed up our Autism and Scouting program. And I'm going to go ahead and just let him talk now about our Autism Empowerment, Autism and Scouting Leadership Training Kit, what that is for those of you who may not have heard about it, and what is our progress on it.
Thank you so much. We have about 15 minutes left in our program, so it'll give us some good quality time to talk about this. We're getting a lot of great positive feedback, people wanting to know when they can purchase them or when they can get them, what it's all about. We want to thank all of you, and this is part of the show today, is kind of a recap and kind of let you know where we're headed. We are making progress towards our kits, but I first want to, again, explain what we're all talking about. First of all, Autism Empowerment received a grant from Autism Speaks to provide 500 leadership training kits that will be designed to train leaders to better work with scouts who are on the autism spectrum. It's a really huge program for us because I think we can really, really reach deep into the different units. I know there's probably well over a million types of different units between Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, American Heritage Girls, Campfire, USA, all of the different units. 500 is just kind of a drop in the bucket, and that's our starting point. And we, you know, our goal is obviously to try to get these kits into every single unit, and then also to expand it internationally to get funding for that as well, because we want to be able to definitely support all of the folks, again, who are in the UK, Australia, all over the world, where there's additional units and kids all over the world that can benefit from this type of training. So with that being said, by having better trained leaders, we hope that the goal is to have scouts become more successful and to have their scouting units help increase the amount of youth that take part in scouting movement throughout the world. So there's a lot to the kits. Our goal is to actually have the kits designed and developed and ready for shipping probably sometime either in September or October of this year, and to be ordered sometime in either August or September of this year. And what we did, it's, again, not a collective Autism Empowerment. We really wanted to reach out and make this a really quality product because we've done trainings before for different units, different organizations, different nonprofits also. So what we needed to do was really kind of get a whole grasp, a breadth of knowledge. So we actually put together a committee of people that came together and putting together ideas on what should physically go into the kit first. And so we've done that. We've already got to that point. We've gotten our first couple surveys, our input back. And actually the response was pretty good. We have a lot of good direction now. A lot of people want to see you about differences between sensory issues and behavioral issues. They want to see about issues working with the whole family. Sensory issues kept on coming up over and over. Safety kept on coming up. Social skills, getting into the scouts' special interest and working with the scouts' special interest in helping them achieve more. So there's a lot to the particular programs, and we'll be busting all of this kind of stuff out over the summer and putting this all stuff together. But we actually need your help to do this. And as part of the kit, There's actually going to be a DVD with different trainings on it to give leaders training on how to best, you know, work outside, you know, with other leaders and how to best train scouts who are on the spectrum. But one of the things that we'd like to do is to put together a portion of the CD that has actually scouts who are on the spectrum talking to the leaders, telling them what they need. Because it's important to hear directly from the scouts, because if the scout leaders don't know what the scouts need, then how can the scouts leaders best lead those scouts or give them the guidance that they need? So that's kind of leads into our second kind of announcement. And Karen, do you want to take the second big announcement that we have?
Sure. What John's talking about is that we want to do a casting call. This is actually going to be kind of fun, guys. It's an opportunity for you and your scouts to be able to get your message out, to be able to say what you want. We're looking for 1 to 3 minute videos, which may be edited a little bit depending upon time. And not everybody will have a video that can be used, but we are looking to get as much information as possible. We're looking for 1 to 3 minute videos to be used in the leadership training kit that's going to be going out throughout the country and will also be available for people to view online as well. We are looking, as John said, to help leaders who may have not had a whole lot of experience with Scouts on the Spectrum. They may have had some experience with some Scouts, but as people out there know, if you've met one person on the autism spectrum, you've met one person on the autism spectrum. So what we're specifically looking for, and we will go ahead and put this out there, we're formulating the details right now, so we'll put it out on our website as well, is we're looking for Scouts to say in video what they like about Scouting. And basically, you know, first of all, it'll start out with, "Hi, my name is Karen. I'm 10 years old. I'm a Girl Scout," or, you know, whatever unit they're part of and what they like about Scouting. We'll give the specific details, again, as I said, on our site. We'll also be looking for what Scouts on the spectrum would like leaders to know. What's the best way that they can be helped? I'd like to be able to have a place to go if I'm feeling overwhelmed. I don't want to feel embarrassed or ridiculed, those types of things. We'll have leaders who've worked with Scouts on the Spectrum. We want to have videos of leaders giving advice to other leaders. What's worked? What hasn't worked? What are key things that people need to know? We want to be able to have any leader who is on the spectrum willing to tell other leaders how to best lead kids, to give their advice. And we're also looking for parents to give advice to leaders on how to best work with their scouts. Now, I realize we're saying 1 to 3 minute videos. We're going to kind of take a look at that and see specifically how we want that to break down. We may want it to be longer, but broken down into small segments on each particular topic. And we're going to use these videos for our learning to see what's important out there for you guys, but also to be able to take and be able to present to others. Maybe all the videos may not all show up on the leadership training kit, but we also plan to supplement our kits with online learning, with extended learning. And for those who do not get to have one of their initial 500 kits, we're going to make the written material available for download online. We are seeking actively to find other sponsorships, other grants to get more kits produced. The initial grant, the generous grant from Autism Speaks, was specifically to provide for the development and the production of our first 500 kits. So the idea there was not that we were going to stop there, but that there's a limited amount of funding that we can receive from any one organization. And once we have these kits produced, we will be able to hopefully get lots of other people saying, "Oh, this, the quality of this is great. We want to plug in. We want to get these from our units," maybe host fundraisers to be able to bring these kits out. And so we really would like to have your involvement. And we'd like your suggestions as well, you know, and by being able to record videos of what's important to you, I think that that's going to be a really big thing, because these leaders, when they actually see our scouts, you know, on the spectrum, when they see our leaders on the spectrum, when they see other parents telling about what they need to hear, it's going to resonate with them more. You know, the written word is great, and that's a good learning style for many, but being able to combine that with video and audio is just a really powerful method as well. So, John, how would people get involved in that?
Again, they can submit that either through the Facebook group or the Facebook page. But the best way probably would be to send them directly to john@autismempowerment.org. Or we could maybe even set up a specific email address that we could have people send those to. I'm not sure. But definitely in the meantime, john@autismempowerment.org would be a great place to send those to. I just want to make one quick clarification on the kits. Also, that autism empowerment isn't related to any one specific scouting organization. We're an independent nonprofit public charity, but we do support the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, Campfire Girls, any type of scouting group that would has interest in this particular kit. It's open to them, and so it doesn't matter. But unfortunately, these first 500 have to be in the U.S. We are again looking for funding for additional kits that can be sent both overseas, and then additional kits that can be sent domestically. And there are going to be a limited amount of kits per state. So unfortunately, the smaller states are going to have a smaller allocation than a bigger state. So, and it's going to be a first-come, first-served type of basis. And we'll be putting together, putting all of those matrices online as well. If you know of anyone that has a part of an organization that would like to help fund more kits, please let us know, because we really need to... But we want to be able to not only have the 500 kits, we want to have 5,000 kits.
We want
50,000 kits. We would love eventually to have every single, any scouting type of organization throughout the world to have one of these types of kits. So we're maybe talking 500,000 kits. So that's how powerful we want to be able to impact our both our local, our regional, and worldwide communities, for those supporting, you know, those who have autism and Asperger's in the scouting communities, because it's such a huge topic, and the more training that gets out there, the more education that gets out there, the more successful our scouts can get. And the more successful they can get, the more skills that they'll be able to obtain. The more skills they'll be able to obtain, the more productive just in general that they'll be. I mean, I'm not on the spectrum myself, but I know if I would have, I was in scouting particularly 1 year, I know I would have had a lot more skills than I would have had. My both of my sons who are on the autism spectrum, both of them have been in scouting. My youngest is a Tiger Scout, and he's been in about a year. I've seen great growth in him. My oldest has been in scouting now about 7 years and is a Life Scout, which is more right below Eagle, and he has really blossomed socially in scouting. The benefits in scouting are just tremendous. We're looking to build this program. We're building to make it a community about us, a big us. do you have any, you have about 1 minute left, Karen. Would you like to take us out? Thank you. By the way, thank you, everyone, for tuning in today.
Okay. Well, you know, guys, I'm just really pumped up. You know, the Autism and Scouting Program, as John mentioned, we are a nonprofit public charity. So we would love to be able to give all this stuff away for free. And we do our best to do that as it is, but we just need your support. We need you guys to give us some creative ideas. How can we get more funding for stuff like this? We are going to make the information accessible online. We're not going to hide it. But having those tangible kits in front of you and being able to share with other leaders, being able to pop in a DVD, that is meaningful. And we're going to have samples of visual schedules, all that kind of stuff, too, so things that you wouldn't actually be able to hold in your hand. So, guys, help us out. You know, let us know your ideas. Give us some creativity. Let's work together. We are all together part of the same group that's trying to make life better and more meaningful for individuals and families in the autism and Asperger communities. I'm on the spectrum myself, and I have a great passion. I know my husband has an amazing passion for this, and we know you guys do too. So please connect with us. Let us know what you think. Share with us your ideas, and let's go ahead and provide acceptance for all, not just in the scouting community, but throughout the world.
I love that. So everyone, accept, enrich, inspire, and Karen?
Empower.
Empower.
You've been listening to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's scouting communities. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism Empowerment Radio tab or visit our Autism and Scouting page. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Goodbye.